This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. New vehicle sales are up significantly in Colorado. Registrations increased by nearly 20% through the first 9 months of this year compared to the same period last year. Colorado Automobile Dealers Association President Tim Jackson says that's despite ongoing problems with the global chain supply chain.
Our lots are nearly empty, and what we know about the sales environment and new cars today is if you have one on your lot, somebody wants it, and it won't last long.
Sales of hybrid and fully electric vehicles account for more than 10% of Colorado's overall market. Colorado State University will begin researching the potential benefits and risks of CBD. The Greeley Tribune reports the research had been delayed by the pandemic. CBD does not produce the psychedelic high that THC does. Its specific health effects are not verified, and the FDA does not regulate the supplement. Congress continued to take testimony today from Western water experts about the growing challenge of sharing the Colorado River as climate change, drought, and overuse dries up water supplies. Ann Castle of CU Boulder says everyone in the basin needs to use less water soon.
It's just not clear that the river will allow the current pace of discussions to continue without devastating consequences.
The Colorado feeds Lake Powell and Lake Mead, which hit record low levels this past summer. Clear for the Front Range and partly cloudy on the western slope. This is CPR.